This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. 2 years ago, West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton considered running for U.S. Senate. Ultimately, he decided to seek re-election to his House seat.
You know, when you run for Senate, and this was one of the factors then, you really have to run for two terms. I can guarantee you I'm not doing this when I'm 75 or 80.
Upton, now 66, won re-election by the smallest margin of his career. The St. Joseph Republican hasn't announced his plans for next year. 15 of his fellow Republicans and 4 Democrats in the House have said they won't seek another term in 2020.
Been a lot of speculation about your political future. Anything you can tell us yet?
I can tell you a couple of things. Number one, I would not be doing these 10, 12, 14-hour days, often 6, 7 days a week, if we had made the decision not to run. But frankly, it's just a little bit too early. The campaigns in my life, my family's always tried to be first, the job second, the campaign third. And to bring the campaign into play with more than a year before the election is just not something we've ever done. In fact, when I first ran for office, we didn't actually make the decision until December, and we didn't actually announce until March of the election year. So it's just a little bit too early. Some of my colleagues who are retiring, they've got filing deadlines literally in the next couple of weeks when they have to circulate petitions. In Michigan, it's not till April.
I asked Upton if the 2020 election will be secure from foreign interference.
They sure better be. I've sat in some classified briefings, and I'm not convinced that we're where we need to be yet. I know that these foreign sources tried to probe and enter not only the president's race, and as we know with the hacking in of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, but I would suspect some other federal races as well in different state databases in terms of voter ID. The FBI and others have assured us that they're doing everything that they can. We want to make sure that they, A, have the resources to do that and be a step ahead or two of the bad guys because they're going to try. And I'd like to think that the answer is going to be absolutely secure, but it's you got to spend the resources to make sure that they are. And I know it'll be something that we continue to look at in a bipartisan way. And I compliment the speaker for asking for some of these classified meetings, Speaker Pelosi, again, that have been bipartisan. I know that the Senate has sat through some of those same classified briefings. And, this is not something we can sweep under the rug, nor should we ever.
You're a member of the Climate Solutions Caucus. What sort of climate solutions are you working on right now?
Well, actually, a couple. So I'm also a member of the Problem Solvers Caucus. And, climate change is real. I was one of the few Republicans that actually spoke out when the president pulled out of the Paris Accord. Then we were one of only 2 countries, and now we're the only one. Nicaragua has now signed the accord.
Upton still favors what he calls an all-of-the-above energy policy, which would include renewable sources and nuclear power. Upton says legislation working its way to the House floor could include a substantial funding increase for weatherization and energy efficiency.
It's just sort of part of the, what we need to be doing as a leader on reducing emissions and showing the rest of the world.
The UN panel on climate change has said that things are going to get pretty bad by 2050 if we don't get down to net zero carbon emissions. Can we get there?
That's going to be pretty hard. I just confess it'll be pretty hard, but we're making progress. And I'll give you a couple of examples. Back in the 2000s, I don't remember which year, but Michigan embarked on being 15% renewable, i.e. no emissions, by the year 2015. We did it. In fact, we actually exceed that.
Upton says he's also proposing legislation that he says would help ramp up renewable energy use. Upton says federal tax credits have helped boost both wind and solar power.
All right. We started with politics. I'm going to end with politics. A number of Republicans, former office holders, a couple of people I think you have served with in Congress, Republicans, have said that they are either going to or are thinking about challenging President Trump in a Republican primary next year. Is that healthy for the party?
It's a good question. I don't know if I'll skirt it or not. You tell me. Often have primaries. Remember, he won, President Trump. The primary was 17 people. He was the only one that I never met. And he won. Maybe that's the secret. I don't know the secret sauce. I think at this point, with just a few months before we get to the New Hampshire caucus and Iowa and everything else, he has a pretty good lock on the Republican base. Most pundits think it's 85 or 90%. It's going to be pretty hard to crack. I know William Weld announced a number of months ago, I don't know that he's raised more than $1 million or $2 million. I know John Kasich went to New Hampshire again, I think this last week, and he was a very viable candidate 3 years ago, you know, in the 2016 race. But, and he won our area. John Kasich won our district in the Republican primary. Great record as governor of Ohio, former chairman of the House Budget Committee, decent guy in every respect. But even John, and he was at the Mackinac Conference with me back in May, John would, I think, still publicly say that, you know, he's not interested in this thing. So, you know, it's no one's going to challenge the president in a meaningful way, let alone get, you know, it's hard to get through these ballot or signature rules to even get on the ballot. So your question, is it healthy or not? It's always healthy. But at the end of the day, it ain't happening.
In 2016, you never endorsed Donald Trump for president of the United States.
You are correct.
Will you endorse his reelection in 2020?
Well, I don't. I'm not ready to make a decision now. You're right. I said then we're staying in our own lane. I didn't get involved in the primary. I didn't endorse any of the candidates. I had really a tough time because, again, I knew 16 of the 17 of them.
But you also never endorsed him in the general election.
Correct. I did not. And I said, look, we're staying in our own lane. I'm going to just focus on my race. I don't know him. Never met him. I didn't go to the convention. I didn't meet him until, frankly, the night he gave his State of the Union address, which was, you know, a month or so into his term. And, you know, he hasn't asked me. Usually you got to ask someone, right? You got to ask people for their vote. So he's not done that. So, I mean, we'll see. But it's, you know, again, I'm not a candidate yet because we got a ways to go.
Congressman Fred Upton, as always, thank you for your time.
You bet. Always good to see you. Thank you.
In the extended version of our interview with Fred Upton, we also talk about possible legislation related to guns. That can be found at our website, the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast. Details are at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.